9/11 plus 10. As the 10th anniversary of 9/11 approaches, it is time to take account of its aftermath. The Iraq and Afghanistan wars waged more as acts of national rage, fueled by fear than by cold reason, have devastated two Central Asian countries, causing uncounted death among Afghan and Iraqi nationals and considerable costs for the U.S. The wars, more wars of prestige than necessity, have shattered at least two countries and driven the U.S. economy into distemper. But beyond our theories or even our suspicions, wars are fought for measurable goals and objectives. We were told that these wars would be part of the so-called Global War on Terror. It was designed to wipe out a non-state group, Al-Qaeda, and reduce the lure of terrorism as a tool of war. If that was the intention, things haven't really worked out so well. On 9/11, Al-Qaeda had no real global footprint beyond Afghanistan. Today, it has affiliates worldwide. Indeed, the wars gave them new life, energizing them beyond their wildest hopes. Historian Melvin B. Leffler of the University of Virginia, citing a 2008 report from the nonpartisan Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments, found the U.S. overall position in the GWOT has slipped. While noting some modest gains, it also states Al-Qaeda has become a global movement amid the spread of the Salafi jihadist movement as well. Iran has been strengthened, not weakened by the wars, and American allies in the Middle East, many who supported the wars, have been dropping like dominoes in a Jamaican pub. Economically, politically, ideologically, the U.S. is not in a stronger position 10 years after 9/11. Despite the rhetoric of politicians, the 10th year out is nothing to boast about and unworthy of mindless flag waving. Quiet reflection and study might prove more productive. An indigenous anti-imperialist activist, Zachary Running Wolf of Oakland, California, is calling for a 4-day period of prayer and direct action starting on 9/11. He urges folks to boycott driving, given the centrality of oil in the planning and waging of wars for corporate gain. The Mohawk Nation in Canada has signed on to this Stop Driving campaign, and more are joining. 9/11 remembered another way. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.